Proclamation number 6248 of 2nd of May, 1955. Desire for truth guarantees truth. Whoever seeks the truth will also find it. Therefore do not worry, for I will not let anyone who earnestly desires the truth fall prey to error and lies. You humans have brought it upon yourselves whether you walk in error or walk the light-filled paths of truth. You yourselves walk the path of your own free will, and your will alone is decisive as to which path you take. The only harm is that you are mostly lukewarm and indifferent, thus you neither consciously desire the truth nor fear becoming spiritually darkened through error. You yourselves are little affected whether truth or error is offered to you, and therefore humanity goes along in a dark spiritual state. People who consciously strive towards me will always feel addressed by the truth. On the other hand, they will feel a slight uneasiness when something is offered to them which does not correspond to the pure truth. And I will always assist them so that their thinking is and remains correctly directed. Again and again I will also warn the others and offer them the pure truth, but their willingness to accept it will be low because they lack the seriousness which is required for the recognition of truth. The battle between light and darkness will rage ever more fiercely the closer it is to the end, for my adversary fights against the light, against the truth which testifies to me. My adversary has great influence on all those who are still attached to him in their nature. And therefore every person must seriously examine himself if and when he offers him the opportunity to confuse his thoughts, i.e., to convey in true spiritual knowledge to him. But this can certainly be prevented if the desire for truth is so strong in a person that I myself can thereby deny the adversary his influence. Every person should seriously ask himself whether he wants to live in truth and then sincerely request this from me. And my adversary will no longer be able to present him with an error which he would not recognize as error. It cannot be prevented that erroneous spiritual knowledge is presented to people, because I cannot stop my adversary's handiwork in the last days before the end, since he also has a certain amount of freedom at his disposal. But the human being himself can prevent such spiritual knowledge from being accepted if he only strives for truth, if he does not want to walk in error. The human being is not defenseless against error, thus at the mercy of my adversary. He will bounce off him as long as his desire is for the pure truth. He will feel it within himself when my adversary addresses him and he will close himself off to his influence, for anyone who seeks the truth seeks me and I truly let myself be found by him. And you humans know that the time has come when my adversary will try to oust me from people's hearts by all means. You know that he will stop at nothing and always wants to spread more darkness the brighter the light shines, and he will always want to cause confusion where the light from the heavens shines. But he will not succeed as long as the human being unites with me. As long as he himself strives for the truth and asks me for it. Though he has lost his power, though he is recognized and rejected. For there I myself am, and there my light shines. Amen.